I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. Turn on, leave on.
David Newton of ESPN covers the Carolina Panthers.
So kind of playing off of that answer a little bit, David, when you look at what the Panthers did in round two at 51 and then round three at 77 with Nick Skowerton, Edge out of A&M, and then Princely out of Mississippi. You can pronounce his last name. I'm not going to try. But
I was waiting for you to do that.
Come on. All right, here we go. Princely, you man a million.
That's pretty close. I don't have to say it on camera because it'll be like the time I got one cup on Pablo Montoya confused with the point I was tongue-tied.
It's Uman Mielen.
Uman Mielen.
I had to spell it out phonetically, David, so that I wouldn't mess it up today.
Uman Mielen.
Uman Mielen.
Okay, I like that.
Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson.
Turn on, leave on. Afternoons 3 to 7 on The Fan. Upstate. With Black and Abdullah.
North Carolina finds their guy. It's Mike Malone to be the coach for North Carolina moving forward after they essentially were turned down by three top candidates. Tommy Lloyd, Dusty May, and from what it sounds like, it's Billy Donovan didn't want to go.
It's surprising, too. I know they wanted to rush this because of the transfer portal, but I do believe that you're right. Three guys probably said no to them.
Black and Abdullah, weekdays noon to 3 on The Fan, Upstate. TheFanUpstate.com.
Seems insolvent. It's reported that the Treasury shows about $6 trillion in assets and over $47 trillion in liabilities. Add it all up, and it looks like the U.S. owes more than $130 trillion it doesn't have. If that were a family, they'd earn $52,000 a year, spend $73,000, and already be more than $1 million underwater. Any accountant would call that insolvent. So how does the government fix this? It can print money, which erodes your purchasing power, it can raise taxes, or it can cut benefits. And none of those can help to protect you. That's why many people who have something to lose move part of their savings into physical gold and silver, assets that can't be printed, defaulted on, or voted away. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide and a no-pressure conversation. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Games, loud opinions, and money time moments. BetMGM Tonight rolls on.
One Sports, he's Brad Evans, I'm Pat Boyle. Phone number to join the show, 310-840-4910. That's 310-840-4910. All right, let's get your first scoreboard update of the night here. Game 5, Cavaliers-Pistons. Series tied at 2 games apiece. Series shifts back to Detroit. Home team has yet to lose in this series. Detroit started on a pretty good run here, but Cleveland has quickly taken the lead. It's 14-13 Cavaliers with 4:38 left to go in the first quarter. Jared Allen has 4 points for Cleveland. And Evan Mobley, James Harden, and Donovan Mitchell all with 2 points each. Meanwhile, for Detroit, Danis Jenkins with 7 points, and he's in the starting lineup because who is on the bench for Detroit? Oh, Duncan Robinson's out. I didn't even see that in this game. He got ruled out right before the game. Wow. So no Duncan Robinson, so somebody's going to have to step up with the three-point shooting, and so far Danis Jenkins has already hit one. He's got 7 points, and Detroit just hit another one. And that was courtesy of Cade Cunningham. So there you go. 16, and Cleveland just answered. 16-16, 4 minutes left to go in the first quarter. But yeah, no Duncan Robinson for the Pistons. And then on the ice, closeout game for the Avalanche, up 3-1 against the Minnesota Wild. And they're at home at Ball Arena in Denver. But the Wild not going away easily. They've already scored inside the opening 30 seconds. Marcus Johansson with his fourth goal of the playoffs, and the Wild lead it 1-0 right now midway through the first period. All right, also our Let's Go Streaking game. Brad, Yordan Alvarez, a swinging bunt, I hear. What happened there in Houston?
Yep. Yeah, apparently an infield single for Yordan Alvarez, of all people. That must have been like the slowest ball imaginable, because it's not like Yordan Alvarez is a blazer down the first baseline. But Brando's on the board, baby. Breaks his slump as he is now streaking a one. Mikel Garcia is about to come up for a second at bat for the Kansas City Royals. He went 0-for-1 in his first. Some of the other guys, Ozzie Albies does not have a hit for you yet. Corbin Carroll walked in his first at bat. So we just have one on the board, but plenty of bats to go. By the way, as you were talking, Nico Hoerner, RBI single. Cubs have tied this sucker up in the ATL. Still two runners on with two outs. Alex Bregman at the dish, 1-1. Shohei Imanaga, the only damage he is allowed in this game is a solo shot hit by Drake Baldwin. 1-1 at Truist Park between the Cubs and Braves.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. So we played this for the first time last night, and it was fun. It was chaotic. It was awesome. We ran up against the end of the hour where we have our hard out at, you know, the 55 of every hour. So we're moving it up a slot here tonight, and it's a game that has taken social media and the country by storm. It's the sports geo game, or the geo sports game, where sports meets geography. Let's give it a whirl, shall we? Let's get producer Brandon Combs in here. He'll ask the questions. Brad, you and I can work it out together. Combs, I don't know if you played already today.
I did not.
And then our VP, Monty, will play. He'll be our clicker, if you will. And yesterday, he had a tough time zooming in on the VMix stream. So we'll see how it goes here on night two, but it's going to be fun nonetheless. Combs, have you played today?
I have not. You guys yelled at me yesterday, so I did not play today. So that way we could all play together. Are you
all
ready?
Right, you delegate, my man. What's the first question? Do it.
The first question. The Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame has been here since 1968. Now, I know where this is at.
Brad, you should know this.
I lived out that way.
Okay, so Combs, you know it. Brad, I think you should know it because it's in Illinois, right?
Kansas City, right, Combsy?
No. God, guys, come on. Springfield, Massachusetts, guys.
Oh, Springfield, Massachusetts.
I was thinking Springfield, Illinois. Okay. That's my mistake.
No.
Springfield.
Where Lincoln's buried. Now, do you know where Springfield, Massachusetts is? And also, Monty, are you able to zoom in, or are we just clicking from like 8 million feet up?
I do know where it's at. Monty, I'm curious to know.
Oh, we got the zoom. Monty's got the zoom going.
I'm curious to know if Monty knows where it's at.
No, why would I know where that's
at? Do you know where Massachusetts is, Monty? That's question number one.
Yes, it's all right. Over here.
Yes, it's over here, he says.
Over here does not specify where Massachusetts is.
Do you know where Connecticut is?
Is Massachusetts.
Do you know
yesterday Brad goes, it's left of the Yucatan, and Monty goes, I don't know where that is.
I don't even know what the Yucatan is.
All right, Monty, you're going to put your marker. It's going to, do you know where Connecticut is? Right underneath Massachusetts?
Sure.
All right.
And is that as much as you can zoom in, Monty?
So right in the center.
Kind of.
Right in the center of the border of UConn and Massachusetts is Springfield, Massachusetts.
This is brutal. Okay. Yeah,
by the way, if you're watching the show on YouTube or Twitter, you have a very, you know, obviously you're enjoying this more than if you're just listening along on the radio.
Yes. Yeah. Description for us to try to do it.
Monty.
Come on, Monty.
You said it's on the border.
Just put the dot.
It's on the border right in the center of the border of Massachusetts and Connecticut.
Just drop the hammer, Monty.
This is going to be embarrassing because I feel like I'm going to get it wrong. But we're going to go with right over there. Did it click? It didn't click. It's not clicking. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. It's not clicking.
Oh, no.
We can't play the game if you can't click.
Oh, there you go.
Harder. Okay, there we go.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
That was close to the border. There you go.
That's a great click. They gave him nothing but net.
There you go.
It's a great click.
All right. Second question. Permian, the high school football powerhouse that was so immortalized in Friday Night Lights, sits in this city. Well, it's in Texas, Monty. I can tell you that.
I know that.
Yeah. Midland, I have Odessa? No idea where the, is that Midland, what the Odessa? Hell.
Hey, Permian is, I know it was Western
Texas. It's a
Texas.
Fictional high school.
I do know it was Western Texas, but that's all.
I think it's Midland, Odessa, that area of Texas, which is West Texas. Yes.
Well, Texas is pretty big. So west, north, west, central.
Okay. So let's do this. Do we agree it's Midland, Odessa? It's in that area. Is that correct? Do we agree on that?
I have no idea.
I believe so. I'm pretty sure it's in Odessa. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Midland, Odessa.
Same as the movie. Like,
they're twin cities right next to each other. Okay, so Monty, you know where El Paso is?
Sure.
Okay, sure doesn't answer it.
So Monty,
do you know the Big Bend part of Texas?
Do you know where New Mexico is in relationship to Texas, Monty?
Yeah, guys, I'm looking at the map. I just don't know where every city in America is.
So it's near that corner of where the bottom half of New Mexico meets Texas. That little like corner there. It's somewhere in that area.
Okay.
I know that.
Yeah, just go south of that corner and click.
And yeah, rip a click.
Region of Texas. Rip a click. I think it'll be close enough.
How's that? Not bad.
There we go.
All right. There you go.
Nice job.
Go, all right. Let's see if
you guys, great job, Brad and Combs. Great job of your geography.
Next. This one's a toss up for us, Brad. As a senior in 2002, Tony Romo set this school's record for completions before going undrafted. He is Eastern Illinois.
It is Eastern Illinois. It's in Charleston, Illinois, which is about an hour south of Casa de Evans. So, Monty, do you know approximately where Champaign, Illinois is?
Do you know where Casa de Evans is?
East Central Illinois. East Central
Illinois. You know where Casa de Evans is?
I'm there every Saturday.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he dances for me on Saturdays. That's a side gig for Monty. All right, so it's East Central Illinois. Just go a little bit further south. And that's Charleston, and the Twin Cities
of Charleston. How close to the Indiana border are we talking?
It's pretty close. It's pretty close.
All right.
I mean, you're looking at maybe like
probably like a fingernail away.
30 miles to the border.
I'm locking it in. I'm a little too far north.
Oh, there it is. There it is. There it is. Nailed it.
All right.
What does that say when you clicked?
I can't tell.
It doesn't say how far away.
It probably does. I just can't read it either.
I got you. Oh, God. Oh, Monty. I'm sorry. At 54 years old.
We're going out of the country?
At 54 years old, Jaromir Jagr is still playing pro hockey for his hometown team in this city. I can tell you this.
Oh, Lord.
He's Czech. I know that.
Okay, so we got to find
Czechoslovakia. It tells us the countries.
It's Prague. It's got to be Prague, right?
That would be my guess, but they give you the country abbreviation, right,
the
Monty?
Czech Republic.
Well, Czech is like really, really tiny.
It is Central Europe.
It is Central Europe.
Look for CZ.
It's just northeast of Italy, correct?
Yeah, they do give you the country abbreviations in Europe, though, so there should be a CZ.
Right there in the middle.
Yep.
Oh, there it is.
I would say put the marker anywhere in that CZ, and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's such a small country. Put it right in the middle. Put it right on top of the CZ.
Right in the middle.
Rip it.
Plant that flag.
Yeah. Good enough.
All right, not bad.
Hey, the fact that he found Czech, I'm proud of him.
Thank you.
Go. All right, last question. We're like four. We're going to get close to 1,000 here if we nail this last one.
All right. So, I had to put shit on my computer so I could get to the next one. The rural area known for its farming is also Shohei Ohtani's hometown. So Japan.
Okay. Yup.
Oh God.
I don't know where Shohei's from.
Where? I don't know. In Japan's right a decent sized country. He's keep, like, keep going.
He's gotta like go North a Japan. Yeah,
there you
isn't
go.
He?
There you go. There you go. Hey, there we go. Go south. There you go. Right. That's Japan there go. Right there.
I think he's from like northern Japan.
But I don't know where in Japan.
I think
is it northern Japan?
I think so. I could be wrong though. I could be
well,
very
it said
wrong.
Rural, so I would look for the most green.
Well, the entire thing is green on the map.
It says farming. Yeah, the whole thing's green.
Okay, so just go the northern portion of Japan and randomly plant a flag, and we'll pray it's somewhat close. Because I have no idea what his hometown is.
All right, rip it, Monty.
You think north side?
I'm going to trust Brad on this.
Somewhere north.
We're going right there.
North Japan. There you go.
Boom.
Wow.
Oh, so close. Look at that.
C plus.
Look at yellow. That.
What was our final score?
Max is 1,000.
Can you read it? Because I can't.
No, it's blurry for me.
Yeah, everything's blurry for me.
Efforting. Looks like 943.
Nice.
Ooh. Nice. I'll take that.
That's rock solid effort, gentlemen. Well done.
Good
well
showing done, today, boys.
Sports Geomasters. Oh, yeah. There it is. Go.
This seems like something we should probably do every day for the people. I think the people need this.
I love this. I love this segment.
Educational
We're
going to
keep doing it. We're going to keep doing it. Yeah. Monty, great job. Brad and Combs,
well done.
You guys were the MVPs there. You guys crushed that segment. It's right next to Odessa in Midlands. I was like, what?
I knew it was Western Tapes in
I'm
that
a
movie
nerd.
A bunch, though. But I like that movie.
It is. Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll take a short break. When we come back, our friends at BetMGM, they have released some over-under props for some rookies. We're going to go through some of them, do a little prediction. And some of the top picks in the draft as well. That's coming up next. This is BetMGM Tonight, right here on Westwood One Sports.
Tomorrow night, it's a Westwood One special presentation. NFL Schedule Release 26, hosted by Scott Graham and Mike Golic. What's your team's toughest stretch, and where are the wins? We'll tell you tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern on Westwood One Sports.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
My dad passed away unexpectedly. Of course, it was awful in every way, but we are very grateful that he had life insurance. So even after he was gone, he was still able to provide for us. And that's why I have life insurance for my family. Ethos.com, they make it fast and easy to get covered. It's 100% online. You get a quote in seconds, and you can apply in minutes and get covered the same day.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required. Rates may vary.
We just want to have enough money for retirement.
And travel to visit our grandchildren.
I understand. That's why at Fisher Investments, we start by getting to know each other. So I can learn about your family, lifestyle, goals and needs, allowing us to tailor your portfolio.
What about commission-based products?
We don't sell those. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in your best interest.
So how do your management fees work?
We have a simple management fee based on the value of your portfolio. So we do better when you do better.
We appreciate that kind of transparency.
We also check in with you regularly to keep you up to date on the markets and your portfolio.
Well, what other services do you offer?
As a client, you have access to resources on investing, financial planning, estate planning, Social Security, Medicare, and more.
Wow, sounds like Fisher Investments has everything we need.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
From the News Talk 98.9 WORD Weather Center, here's the Carolinas' most trusted forecast on The Fan Upstate. Slight chance for rain tonight, otherwise mainly clear. Lows level off around 55. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on The Fan Upstate. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.